hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Now, you can compare our features to the other talk show hosts, the radio talk show hosts' features on their sites. Well, you might be able to compare them, but they don't let you into most of their sites.
Right.
So, good luck with that.
It's difficult to even know what the size of our... I believe that we have one of the largest radio websites, talk shows out there, anywhere.
There's no doubt that Free Talk Live's site is the largest free content website, radio talk show website out there. And I would say that we may very well be the largest radio website, talk show website out there. All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We've got people holding on very patiently, so we're going to the phones and to the fun. It is CJ on the amplifier line calling from Oklahoma. CJ, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I have had a very exciting day, and it is going to culminate with an even more exciting day tomorrow. I go to Southwestern Oklahoma State University. It's a small regional college in Oklahoma. And I'm cutting my activism teeth so I can prepare for when I move to the Free State in 2008.
Cool. I think that's a great idea. I think a lot of people should consider doing what you're doing, and that is if they know they're coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that and they know it generally like when they're going to come, whether it be 2 years from now or 5 years from now, to get started now, to go and sort of get your feet wet in the activism game and write letters to the editor, get active with maybe your local libertarian group, if there even is such a thing.
There's really not much one. It's pretty much me and... it's just me.
Yeah, in many cases, that's how it is. You know, you've just got to fund things yourself. You've got to get out there yourself, do the world's smallest political quiz. But what did you decide to do? What got you excited?
It wasn't so much a liberty issue. It was the college Republicans on campus has brought in a speaker by the name of Dr. David Yeagley. He's a Native American speaker. He's been on some national talk shows, Fox News and things like that. And he is... This may be hard to believe, but he's a white supremacist.
A white supremacist American Indian?
Yes, I know. It's hard to believe, but he is.
Baffling.
And, he makes statements like, white people are the great race, and this isn't a nation of immigrants and things like that. Anyway, they're bringing him to campus, and then some of the statements he's made are just, completely uncalled for. What does he want?
He wants speaking gigs, and he's getting them.
I guess so. Otherwise, why doesn't he just kill himself if that's what he believes in?
Or go and
be a slave for someone if that's what he wants.
He likes to throw out pejoratives like darky and things like that.
Gross.
On his blog. Yeah. And they're paying this guy to come visit our campus.
Hmm.
So I found out about this guy and saw the signs, and I looked him up on the internet, found out just what exactly he believed in, and made a flyer out of some of his own statements.
Oh, cool.
And I have spent all day today passing that flyer around campus, and it has actually created a firestorm on campus. In just a single day, I went from being just...
Nobody likes that kind of statement.
I'm curious, though. What's your goal in doing this? Because it seems to me that you are succeeding in promoting his speech far better than the campus Republicans ever would have been able to. So
Yes, but I, at the same time, am drawing attention to the fact that the college Republicans are, they're either promoting racism, or they're not doing their homework on who they're bringing on campus.
Right, okay. I think that people should be called out for when they do something. When they're bigots, I think you should call them out.
I agree completely. I was just wondering what the goal of this was, what the purpose.
And that's basically the goal is when groups on campus are going to, bring people on campus, they either need to have their agenda straight, or they need to know who it is they're bringing on campus.
I think that what you're doing is probably going to be effective, considering you're attacking the campus Republicans. But on the other hand, if there were, the campus Marxists decided to bring on some socialist speaker, canvassing the students with information alerting them to the fact that the guy's a socialist, probably wouldn't do too much.
Yeah. But this guy is so far beyond even what the mainstream Republicans are talking about tonight. This guy. The Republican Liberty Congress would have a field day with this guy.
So now you're going to do more of the same tomorrow? You're going to, again, continue flyering?
Yes. I've I have already spoken with the Dean of Students and the campus security, and we are scheduling a protest an hour before his speech at the same location he's going to be speaking at. And I've gotten a lot of students involved on campus. And we're not trying to stop his speech. We're just trying to make sure that the college Republicans know that, you know, this is not what...
Please don't bring racists to our campus.
Right, exactly. Hmm. You know, and actually just got through Facebook, which is a lovely thing, just got contacted by the college Republican president and was like, I don't agree with what you're doing, but, you know, it's interesting, and, you know, please, you know. So I'm having contact with them, and I think they've basically conceded to me on there that they're not exactly thrilled about some of the things he said either. I don't think they realized what they were getting themselves into.
Huh. Hey, why don't you suggest to the college Republicans that I'm a member, Mark Edge, am a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, why don't they have them pay to have me come out and talk?
Actually, I will do that. I promise you tomorrow I will speak to them about that.
Or Bill Westmiller, the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus, one of those things.
Yeah, I will actually do that, because that would be a great idea. That would be an awesome way for them to...
I'm card-carrying dues paid, baby.
Yeah, right on. Hey, do you feel like this might spin off into anything? I mean, you've really gotten busy. You've gotten the word out. It sounds like you've got some allies at this point. Do you feel like you may form some sort of a campus group?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the people that I'm allying with are a very diverse group. I mean, basically, there's already some very organized groups that basically found out what I was doing and kind of latched onto it. And they're definitely not groups that I'm necessarily associated with or could possibly be associated with. But they're on this issue, we agree.
Yeah.
And I actually think most of the Republicans, I don't think this guy's going to have a lot of supporters when it's all said and done tomorrow.
No, you're calling him out just the right way, as far as I can tell.
It sounds like you're doing a good job. I'm just wondering if you're going to be able to sort of play this off into anything else in the future, or if you're just going to, move on
honestly,
to something else.
Yes and no. I mean, this is kind of me learning what I can do and how to organize protests and things like that, because I'm not going to be in Oklahoma that much longer.
I see.
And so I'm not really all that concerned about starting a libertarian organization here. At this point in time, Oklahoma is pretty much a lost cause if you're a libertarian. It's like one of the most restrictive election laws in the state.
I know the feeling.
Ballot. I mean, the Libertarian Party actually sued Oklahoma during the last presidential election over their election laws.
Wow. Now, isn't Oklahoma the only state in the union where convicts can vote?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's the only state in the union that didn't have anything but two-party candidates in the last presidential election.
Well, I don't know how difficult it is for a third party to get in there, but I'm almost positive that not just ex-convicts, but actual people in prison in Oklahoma can vote.
That actually sounds right. That
unusual.
Does sound right.
Very unusual. Well, where are you heading after you get out of college?
New Hampshire.
Fantastic. Well, then I guess we'll see you in New Hampshire. And thank you for the call, CJ. Appreciate it. Good luck with any future activism. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I think it's great what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily going to play out long-term to benefit any libertarian group on campus or anything like that. So, you know, very little as far as long-term results are concerned. But it's good to get out there and, you know, get that sort of that experience of... You've got to be an extrovert. That's really an important factor.
And sometimes, you have to step out of your shell to do it.
Now, to be fair, though, there are activist things that introverts can do. Making websites, writing letters to the editor, making signs, just sort of doing the behind the scenes stuff. But when it actually comes time to hand those or to hold those signs, or when it comes time to do what CJ's doing and hand out flyers to passersby. You've got to get that sort of, even if you're an introvert, you can kind of jack into the extrovert somewhere within you, and you've got to really just push out and really, because this is something I dealt with.
Yeah, I can imagine it's difficult for you. You're sort of, I don't know what introverted, but you're certainly a bit of a hermit. You don't like to get out of your comfort zone very much. But man, when I see you out there dealing with people, you do a great job. And I guess you just have to set your psyche aside for a little while and get out there and do it.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. So in that way, it's really good practice, especially for those of you coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as CJ is. 800-259-9231. Jay's on the line still. Also, the DC Madam. Do you remember her? You got the latest. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. Bring us what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll free line. Entity in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL, CAI, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones, it's Jay in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jay.
Sure, Jay. Hello.
Jay, you're on the air.
Jay.
Wow, this is so cool. How are you guys doing? I've listened to you guys for like 3 months now.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. What's on your mind?
Podcast.
Okay. Yes.
And it's, I was just, you know, surfing through podcasts one day and I found you guys. And politically, I'm about 50%. I do believe in way less government intervention, and I believe in, you know, more honesty and how we're governed. But by the same token, I believe in taking care of your veterans, your old people, your... Mm-hmm.
I believe in taking care of people that you've made obligations, that the government's made obligations to, but I just don't think the government should be making those obligations. Like, you know, I don't think we should, as far as veterans' benefits go, if we weren't running around the world trying to conquer every nation that there is, we wouldn't need a whole bunch of veterans' benefits. People would essentially join an army reserve as opposed to an army, and, you know, the issue wouldn't come up.
Plus, bureaucrats in general, I mean, bureaucrats, they love getting their jobs as bureaucrats because they know they're going to have that sweet, sweet pension. Seems to me that if these people really are servants, as they deem themselves to be, then they should just go back into the regular world as soon as they're done with their little service and not get any sort of pension whatsoever.
I'm more worried about you guys. You know what? You guys brought something up on your last show about oil companies. No other industry in this country or in the world has an army to go execute a business plan for them.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's no doubt
they're certainly in bed with the government.
Some serious ties between the state and the oil business.
But what you have to think about here, Jay, is that the oil companies are in bed with the United States government because the United States government is willing and able to do such a thing. If the United States didn't have a standing army, which our forefathers, the first few presidents of the United States, spoke out against a standing army, then there wouldn't be an army to go conquer anything for the oil companies. The problem is, and seems to me every time, to go back to big government, big government, big government.
Jay, any other thoughts for us?
Plenty of thoughts. I believe the fight that we all should be fighting is the drug war. I mean, there's pretty soon just going to be cops and prisoners. That's what's going on. And you know, there was a Bob Barr, and I'm really, you know, I think Democrats suck, but I think Republicans suck more because, you know,
that's a tough call, man. That's a tough call.
I think the Republicans don't even try to pretend that they're your friend. The Democrats at least put a happy face on it. That's a small thing.
And I agree with you that the drug war is a huge issue. It's got to be my pet issue for sure.
Well, the drug warriors are thought police. Think about it for a second. They check at any moment in time they can check what's in your blood or what's in your urine to see if you're not being heretical in your substances.
Yep. Who knows what you might end up thinking about the world and yourself if you were to take those evil drugs? You've never done anything like that, have you, Jay?
It's a dystopian future that we live in.
It's already here and it's getting worse, which is why we try to impart a sense of urgency on Free Talk Live. Like, you know, take action now, not later, and join the Free State Project and move sooner rather than when they reach 20,000. And Jay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Hey, quick update on the D.C. Madam situation. We mentioned this a little while back.
Right.
And apparently ABC News has gotten an exclusive. The alleged D.C. Madam, Deborah Jane Palfrey, has given an exclusive interview to ABC News' Brian Ross and the investigative team. They recently interviewed her for over a decade, and she apparently for over a decade operated what she terms as an erotic fantasy service in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. Last October, federal prosecutors charged her with racketeering offenses in connection with the business, which she contends was a legal operation. From 1993 to 2006, she ran a high-end escort service in the nation's capital, charging a flat fee for 90-minute dates with women between the ages of 23 and 55, who she termed independent contractors. The women signed contracts agreeing not to engage in illegal activity, including having sex for money, Palfrey says, and were given guidelines on the difference between legal and illegal sexual behavior. So she was really covering her butt, it sounds
like. Yeah, sounds like it to me.
At least one woman, Dr. Paula Neville, is known to have told federal prosecutors that she had sex for money while working for Palfrey.
Doctor?
A doctor,
huh,
yes.
Very interesting.
Palfrey is suing her for breach of contract. Palfrey has claimed that her services clients were upscale and came from the more refined walks of life.
I can't believe you had sex with my escort clients, you dirty, dirty doctor.
In March, she made headlines by briefly offering to sell the phone records of her company, Pamela Martin and Associates, to the highest bidder. She withdrew the offer for sale after a federal judge ruled the government could confiscate any proceeds.
Hmm.
Shortly thereafter, Palfrey consented to be interviewed by ABC. So hopefully at this point what she's going to do is, instead of selling the names and information, maybe just give away some interesting ones. That'd be kind of good, right?
Yeah.
It'll stir up a little bit of controversy. By the way, ABC is letting everyone know they didn't compensate her for the interview. There was no consideration given or promised for the cooperation with the story, which they'll apparently be airing on 2020. Palfrey recently dismissed the federal public defender that they had given her in the criminal case. She's asked the government to return $500,000 in her assets so she can pay for a new criminal lawyer, given that the government has unlimited resources from which to prosecute her, she's reasoned. The amount would be fair play and due process. So they've got all her money.
Crazy.
Which is why she had a government attorney.
That's, you know, they can make it so difficult to defend yourself criminally.
Yep.
Why would they be able to take her money? They haven't convicted her of anything.
Well, that's okay. They're the government, Mark, and they can do what they want.
But they shouldn't be able to take anything until they've convicted her of it and proven that she's done something illegal to get the money.
Well, they're alleging that she's been, you know, laundering money.
I don't care what they're alleging. They haven't proven it in a court of law. They shouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah, I agree with you, but the fact is they do. And I remember you were shocked recently when you found out that the IRS could just go into people's bank accounts.
I was. I am shocked that they can.
I was shocked you didn't know that after 4 years of being on the air on Free Talk.
It baffles me.
You know, the fact is, the government just does what they want, and then you're put in a position that Ms. Palfrey is put in right now in having to beg, in having to throw yourself upon the mercy of some judge wearing a robe, sitting higher up than you, like he's all high and mighty. Throw yourself at his mercy and beg to have access to some of your money so you can defend yourself. Because I don't blame her for not wanting the public defender in a case like this.
Who would want it? I mean, you know, obviously they're not motivated to win.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. I know, Mark, you've got an interesting email or two on the way.
I do.
And your call's about whatever you want. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line. And it is Ian here with you. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, hi. You're doing a show.
I got the microphone here in front of me. The headphones on. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
No, my name is Mark.
Oh, okay. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of features. They're all completely free. Updates included. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. Pick an email, Mark, because I know you've got more than one. They all sounded pretty good to me. So which one do you want to read?
Okay. I've got one on. It's entitled Xenophobe Lou. Listen, hi Mark, listen to Saturday's show. This is from Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's show with interest is Xenophobe Lou, and we had a guy on, a caller on for an hour. He basically became a guest.
It was amazing.
He was so good.
So good at being bad, you mean.
Right, he was just talking
about... An awful man.
Putting Muslims in camps and... Yeah. All kinds of crazy stuff.
He was all for interning the Japanese Americans in World War II. He just thought it was great.
Shooting Mexicans coming across the border.
Yeah.
Taking them out as they're coming across. Anyway, he did rather well.
Yeah, in his mind, anything is acceptable in a time of crisis.
Right. He basically said that. Mm-hmm. And it's always a time of crisis. And it was an enjoyable show to listen to. So it brings up a thought experiment. Let's say the Free State Project exists and then leaves the USA. There's no plan for the Free State Project to leave the USA, but let's say that that happens.
Meaning, as in New Hampshire... secedes when
New Hampshire secedes, right?
Okay.
But the Free State Project isn't about secession.
Period. No, it's not.
Okay, the Free State then opens its borders. What if 10 million Chinese decide to move in?
I just want to know: are they going to bring General Zhao's chicken with them?
I'm sure that they will, but I think that it's somewhat bigoted for you to say that Chinese people would necessarily open restaurants, although they will.
They'd have to do other things. That's way too many restaurants.
Right. They'll do lots of different things.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be some restaurateurs among them. They would love the opportunity, but would they respect libertarian ideals? Or with the power that they would get from their numbers and cultural homogeny, would they then choose to turn the Free State into a state more suited to what they would want?
Well, this is such a... I mean, we get... I tell you, doing this... pro-freedom radio show, we get the most outrageous what-if scenarios.
We really do.
I mean, just first of all, I mean, we just...
Why Chinese?
Right. If you're going to bring up a what-if scenario, then we're going to have to break it down to its elements here. First of all, to suggest that 10 million Chinese people would be able to make it to New Hampshire seems a little absurd. But again, this is total fantasy, right?
Well, so some of the biggest problem for getting into the United States is the United States customs border, you know, whatever.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, certainly some of them could get here, but they're not all going to come in one, you know, weekend.
Well, it's probably true, but you see, the difference between the... currently, the Chinese people get over here by paying $10,000 to essentially what their version of coyotes are, and I don't know what Chinese word is for coyote, and I don't think that it would apply in this case anyway. But they pay $10,000 or some number like that, and then come and work it off in sweatshops or restaurants or whatever they work it off here. Well, it doesn't cost $10,000 for a boat ride, and essentially all you would need is a boat ride from China to New Hampshire in order to get here. Now, I don't know how you would...
The communist China government probably not going to be too happy with losing their... their
they
citizens.
May very well crack down in that case. But
nonetheless, presuming they can make it here, realistically, they're not all going to arrive in a weekend. They're probably not all going to arrive in a year's time.
It would probably take them a while to even realize that they could.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because they've got the whole censorship of the internet over there. But yeah, presuming they did come across this this land of freedom that they could come to, they would be moving, wouldn't you think, for the same reasons that most people migrate for freedom? I mean, they're moving to a land where there's opportunity. Mm-hmm. They're moving away from communist control. If they want communism, they've already got it.
Right.
Where they currently
are. And communism
are.
Stinks.
So they'd be leaving to have something else entirely. Now, I guess he's suggesting that they're going to come in and, like, take over by force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the New Hampshire... If
Not
New Hampshire,
by force, but by votes.
Well, if New Hampshire secedes...
Force of numbers.
If New Hampshire has the gumption to mm-hmm. secede from the federal government, then I would say that we're probably not far off at that point from just dissolving government entirely. I mean,
well,
we're not very far. There's not going to be much of a government for them to take over if there is a government.
But there wasn't much of a government in the United States when it started. I mean, basically, it was a very small federal government. These people were supposed to be, the legislators were supposed to be to do that as a hobby, as an aside to their real work. But mm-hmm. now they've turned into full-time legislatures. So,
I guess the question also really would have to be is, would the people of New Hampshire realize what was up? I mean, if there was this sort of concerted effort to hijack the state government mm-hmm. and turn it into, like, China 2, another land of communism, don't you think that the Live Free or Die people in New Hampshire would be a little bit Johnny on the spot? I mean, considering
they do what, though?
Considering they've... Well, okay. Wouldn't
inter the Chinese?
Don't you think they would notice that there were, you know, radical communists essentially running for office?
I don't even know that there would be radical communists, necessarily, but they would be voting in the more... pro-state candidates that would be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it makes perfectly good sense to me. Absolutely,
but
positively could happen. Wait a second.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because
sure, it does. Absolutely. That's what happened in the United States.
But they'd be moving into a state with people who are radical pro-freedom individuals, people who just thrown off the chains of the United States.
Radical pro-freedom. What? No, there would be a small amount of those people that would have caused the secession, just like there is a small amount of people that cause any revolution.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to secede without massive popular support. So, yes, the intellectuals, the people who do the thinking, are certainly a small amount of people, no doubt about that, but the rest of them are in agreement with what that small amount of people say, so I don't think it's going to be like a walk in the
I
park.
I still think that some of them are sheep, but I do think that if the scenario came up the way that it would, they would probably, you know, some people would probably start coming in and voting for bigger and bigger government, and they would, over
time,
they would get it.
But we've got that problem already in Massachusetts.
Absolutely. That's the point I'm trying to frickin' make here, Ian, and you won't let me get through it. That's the problem with any government that you allow people to participate in. Some of them are going to grow it. Show me the government that's 500 years old. Show it to me. There isn't one. Governments, they sprout, they come to fruition, and then they wither. And the United States government is doing that right now.
Mm.
The people have figured out that they can vote largesse to themselves, they can vote good things to themselves, and they're stripping wealth away from their fellow citizens in the process.
Right.
They're feeding the government and growing it into a monster, and that's what's happening. Look,
but these 10 million immigrants wouldn't be able to do that overnight.
They wouldn't be able to do it overnight.
Like
but
with the United States, it would take years and years.
It would take a period of time for that to happen. To think think that the Chinese would all come in, 10 million Chinese would come in, is ludicrous because 10 million Mexicans are going to follow them. At that point, you've got people warring, factions warring, and that kind of thing. And,
but
and
again,
the, and the Constitution's going to stay, you know, the Constitution that you that the country, the Republic of New Hampshire would have for itself would be in effect while these groups warred with each other in the voting arena. And there would be all kinds of people moving in. It would be a melting pot for real at that point because you would be allowing people to come in. So it wouldn't just be Chinese.
Yeah.
The fact is our federal government is in the stages of deterioration at this point. It's going to fail. That's going to happen. Democracy is going to fail every single time. Freedom has risks. It really does.
Which is why I don't really think there's going to be much of a democracy left in New Hampshire by the time anybody decides to start coming in. I think that hopefully we'll be able to explain to people that democracy is a really lousy idea. Hey, look what it led to here in the United States. Look what it led to around the rest of the world. And so what would happen if this little his little fantasy scenario occurred, but there was no government whatsoever? Let's just imagine that New Hampshire became a total laissez-faire free market place.
There's
no mechanisms of the state in order to gain control of through whatever process.
It's sort of my belief. It's sort of my belief that in the void of there not being a government, there would somehow come a government. That's just my belief.
That
but
tends to happen when government is excised on a violent basis.
Yes, but
we don't know what would happen on a nonviolent basis.
Right. We don't. So at this point, all we can say is that when there's a void in government, a government fills it.
So far, based on what has happened in history,
yeah.
But in the case of this fantasy scenario, if there were no government, these people would
and
have
you're
a hell of a
task.
You're
assuming that New Hampshire would secede and then have no government, and I'm not.
That's what I would like to see happen.
And I haven't.
I'm just talking about like how difficult of a process what he's suggesting would be. They're talking about bringing people over here for what would essentially be at that point a violent revolution, in which case then people are going to start dying. And I don't think they're going to want to come here just so they can die. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Whoever they are that want to force their way on others. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Wachter's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. The Free Talk Live store open for business, and new items are available. We're in the pre-order phase right now, so get in your order while you still can, because some of these items may not last. Not because they're bad, but, for instance, the Free Talk Live multi-gadget, the 2-gigabyte flash drive, slash MP3 player, slash voice recorder, slash FM tuner, that little thing for $60. That's going out the door.
It's a limited edition.
Yeah, we've almost got enough pre-orders at this point to where we're considering either shutting down the ordering process for that item or extending it. I think what we're probably going to do is double the order simply because they've been selling so fast, but cap it at 50 of them. Like, we're almost up to 25 at this point. And so if you want one of these Free Talk Live multi-gadgets, these 2-gigabyte awesome little things that we have and branded also with the Free Talk Live logo, you probably should order now at store.freetalklive.com because you may not have the opportunity to pick this up later. Once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Also, take a look at our other new items like the Free Marketeer t-shirt that was in high demand, the Ladies Free Talk Live shirt that's available in two colors, two different types of hoodies are there, the lighter bottle opener combo on a lanyard, retractable lanyard, all there at store.freetalklive.com. And, of course, our older items are for sale as well. Oh, and the new beanie cap. I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah, I like that one. It's pretty.
The new beanie cap. So, store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else you need to buy in life, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through that link, a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to Toby in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to comment quickly on what would happen if we had 10 million Chinese people suddenly all come flee their communist government and come to a free state, New Hampshire.
Yes, under this theoretical crazy what-if scenario that someone's emailed in.
Right. The premise is that they'd bring their big government mentality with them, their communist voting with them, and change New Hampshire into China, too. But I don't think that's what would happen. If people are fleeing China, there's a good chance that it's because they already realize that their government is oppressing them, and they're going to want to come to a free place where they can be free, not come to a place where they can make it another China. They left their government because it was oppressing them, and I think that people who are immigrating here understand that to a certain sense.
I think that they do to a certain extent. They see that we had a bad government and it was oppressing us, and we're going to go to a place that has a good government that's not oppressing us. And largely, they probably won't get terribly involved in the political process. They just want to reap the rewards of freedom, and perhaps
like work and open businesses, and
perhaps
have
after they've been here for a period of time and gotten acclimated. By a period of time, I mean something like 40 or 50 years, maybe as little as 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, a generation.
Or their children would say, you know, I really love this Republic of New Hampshire. I want to get involved in the governmental process, and I'll give them my 2 cents worth, which is, of course, where the danger comes in when everybody gives their 2 cents worth. But, you know, I think it would take a period of time, and then they would slowly deteriorate the freedom that we've created as opposed to, you know, just like it happened in the United States.
Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Am I willing to take that risk? Heck yeah, I am.
Well, because
give me my freedom.
Democracy's guaranteed to fail.
Yeah.
So,
Say one in two of them comes here with the freedom mindset, and then the other one of them comes in here with the big government mindset. Compact the one in two with the already liberty mindset that New Hampshire would have at that time, and they're already going to be beaten back, and freedom's going to prevail. So I just don't think it's a very likely scenario, if it did happen.
We have the advantage of having the home turf. Mm-hmm. They're coming onto our land, and then we talk about the great things of freedom, and they want to adopt all that stuff. And it's just how immigration has worked throughout the years. And I don't think it would be too terribly different. But I think that Jay here has a valid point, too.
I said he's concerned with people coming in.
He's not terribly concerned. He says that libertarians love thought experiments, and I think this one's worth exploring. I mean, he's not taking it terribly seriously.
That's good. And besides, I mean, they say that people get the government they deserve. So if indeed we're starting out with the masses in the state already having a pro-liberty, pro-freedom mindset and understanding that government is dangerous, that government does need to be watched if you're going to have a mm-hmm. government, if they let the ball drop on that,
mm-hmm.
like Americans have done so far in the United States, then, yeah, inevitably government's going to grow, whether it's Chinese people doing it or, you know, Americans in search of power doing it. Inevitably it'll happen.
And governments have failed throughout the years. I mean, they get bigger, more oppressive just sort of by their nature, and then they deteriorate and go away. There isn't a government that's out there now that is the government it was 500 years ago.
Toby,
let's just not forget that if New Hampshire was freed again, there would be a lot of education. There would be private schooling, so everyone would be taught about what the Constitution really means or freedom really means.
I think that's a jump in logic, Toby. I don't think there's any guarantee that they would be taught what the Constitution really means.
You don't think people in New Hampshire would?
I think that if we got to a point where we were free again, we'd have to, because in order to free New Hampshire, we're going to have to educate the public.
Absolutely. You don't get to the point of secession, and that's the point I was trying to make last segment, is you don't get to the point of secession without a massive paradigm shift of the voting masses, of those who are just the average folk. And just talking to a random New Hampshireite, there's a good chance that a random New Hampshireite, while he may not understand the Constitution and freedom in the way that we might understand it, there's a good chance that he's going to talk about the Constitution and have a reverence for mm-hmm. freedom and understand at least the concepts, the low-level concepts. And I think Toby's talking about taking that further.
If, I mean, if we're to the point, if this scenario is in the point where New Hampshire's already free, that means everyone's educated on it. It can't happen any other way, like you said. So I guess that's all I have to say about it.
Right. Thank you for the call, Toby. I appreciate it. And think about the infrastructure, the media infrastructure that we're already building here in New Hampshire mm-hmm. as part of, you know, a lot of us who've moved up as part of the Free State Project.
I'd say education is a huge, huge issue. But, you have to work hard to educate the public as far as freedom concepts go. And I think that most people...
At this point, we have to work hard, but not in the future, necessarily. Not if everyone is on board or most people are on board. I don't think it'd be that hard at all.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems to me that most people have some really great idea on how the government could work better, and usually that idea involves more government.
That's how it is today.
That's how it is today, and I think that you're going to have. There's a lot of work to go around.
No one's denying this. No one has ever said it's going to be a cakewalk, Mark.
I'm not saying it's a cakewalk, Ian. I just think that that's sort of a natural human attribute to want to put things in order, but they don't understand that basically it's the free market, which is sort of chaos to some extent, that is the best order.
Yeah, it's a voluntary
it's
order
than your mind can handle.
Right, it's a voluntary order that springs up naturally, and people will be able to handle that as soon as we can get the government the hell out of educating people. That'll be the biggest step that could possibly ever be taken, in my opinion, towards keeping government either very, very small in the future or eliminating it entirely, is getting the government out of the indoctrination business. 800-259-9231.
Do you want to go on with this email, or are we done?
No, we're done with that.
Okay,
let's go to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the crank calls that you got in the last couple of weeks. I'm the guy that started the Mark's Purple Helmet thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are good calls.
That was a long time ago. Yes.
It was a while ago, and I've laid off because I've had other issues going on in my life and stuff. But a little advice to those guys, it's not cool to actually call up and scream something into the phone.
Especially an obscenity, which can put put in jeopardy
right.
the license of one of our affiliates and therefore jeopardize.
That's not very likely, though.
I'm just saying, it could possibly do that, and then jeopardize the forum on which you can actually scream that obscenity.
Well, exactly. But see, the things I did, it wasn't an obscenity per se. It was just,
a strange
innuendo.
Right. So you can say those things. So here's my advice. You get through the call screener, and Ian, you did say that. That's the biggest hurdle you got to get through. If you're going to call a Rush Limbaugh or a Glenn Beck with a crank call, the hard part is getting through the screener. And with GCN, no problem. You're on. What do you want to talk about? You're there.
Well, I don't know about how
GCN.
I don't know how the rest of the shows are on GCN, but that's always been our policy.
Basically, yeah, yeah. We're Free Talk Live, I'm talking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
name,
what's your
location,
name? Where are you calling from?
Topic.
What do you want to talk about? Boom, you're on. And so the next thing you do is you engage the host. And what I did was I talked about George Bush and him taking over the National Guard, and they're going to be able to, you know, he could command them to go wherever. And then it was, so are they going to be wearing purple helmets like Mark's purple helmet, which was kind of funny.
But right. Boom. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So everybody's laughing. It's ha, ha, ha.
Right.
So
you pulled it out at the very end. You managed to hit well. You hit hard.
And you got to surprise the host.
Right. And you were done. And it wasn't the woo.
You're not screaming anything. So if you're going to do something, do it right. Make it funny. Get in. Get out.
You're probably the best prank caller we've had in the last year or so. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, well,
I
do it professionally.
Really? Now, to get paid to crank? That's awesome. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Right now,